I've got three cases here where you're going to have, in my experience, where there were severe consequences. One that I'm going to go into detail on is the subsea meter fouling. If the material in the production stream causes a fouling of the interior of the meter, you can have scale deposits, you can have hydrates developed, you can have wax, you can have all kinds of nasty stuff in there. And if you put that stuff in there, the meter's just not going to function properly. It's going to be an error, or it's going to fail. We'll come back to that. Inattention to flow problems on small wells. A lot of small wells in this state. All right, and it's pretty hard to justify sending out a trained technician to every one of those small wells to just make sure that everything is working, you know, perfectly. Well, if you don't spot things on small wells, you as a buyer, if you're the buyer of gas, let's say, just as an example, buyer of gas, and you, as the wells grow older, they begin to produce liquids. If you see those liquids in there, you're going to be paying more for that gas because those liquids cause the meter to overread. But on an orifice meter, an orifice meter is going to measure the change in the density of the fluid as it goes through. The mass is going to change, and that's going to cause an overread. So you're going to be paying, as if that were gas, you're going to be paying for water that's produced. So you don't want that to happen. Third one is reliance by measurement on others, on measurement by others. You don't want to have to be dependent on somebody else totally. I mean, if you've got a field and the only way you can make it economical is to go through somebody else's platform there, just make sure that they're doing right. They know that you're watching them. You're looking at all their measurements as well as your own, because otherwise you might wind up being the victim of a bad allocation. Okay, so this is how I'm going to wind up here. This field called Canyon Express was a big one, and it wasn't really just one field. It was three fields. It was one called King's Peak that BP was the owner of. Total was the major owner of one called Aconcagua, and Marathon was the major owner of a field called Camden Hills. And those three, none of them by themselves could justify economically the cost of putting the facilities in, because these were in 5,000 to 7,000 feet of water. But if they pooled that and used a common set of pipelines, they could make it work. So they did, and they built this, and there were two flow lines. It was actually called a pigging loop, but they were normally just treated as two separate flow lines, each with four wells. And so the four wells went into the east line, and another four wells went into the west line. And they had to use subsea wet gas flow meters in order to do the allocation. Okay, so there's an indicator of how well things are going called the balance in this type of application. And the balance is the difference between the aggregate amount of gas measured by the four wells on either one of those flow lines and what's measured topside. Now, topside, you can do a pretty good job. You ought to be able to get within 1% or so, because you got the meter right there and you can calibrate everything and you can tell whether anything's wrong. Subsea is another case entirely. So after, you can see, I mean, the whole system was turned on the 1st of January after being warmed up for a couple of months, and they were already between 5 and 10% high on their balance. Then at the end of January, it started taking off, and on the east line, it went to 20%. So 20% more gas was being claimed by those subsea meters than was being measured topside. So somebody was lying down there, you know. Now, there was no intent. I mean, this in what you're going to see here in a minute will show that. But that was a huge, huge issue. What was discovered in, I think it was late February, it might have been early March, a choke is a valve that they expect to have to pull occasionally. It's just, it gets such rough treatment that they build it so that you can pull it out and put a new one in. And so the subsea choke valve, when they pulled it out, they found the interior of it was covered on this particular well with scale. So if you infer then, if you know that you got scale on your choke, I mean, it's real close to the meter, and so the meter was probably covered with scale itself. And so it, being a Venturi, if it was that big, okay, normally, with scale, it would shrink, all right? Well, the meter, the topside, you don't see the scale, so you're thinking, that's going to kick. Well, what happens is the differential pressure across that Venturi, across that differential element, kicks up, and it looks like more gas, okay? And so what we realized was that meter and several others were being scaled up from the inside, which was, making the orifice part of this thing smaller, and the differential pressure kicks up, and it was measured as more gas.